Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome to AI Hub. I'm Larry.
And I'm Amanda.
We're your guides to the world of AI.
All things AI.
And today we're going to be taking a deep dive into something that sounds like it's right out of science fiction.
It does.
Top-tier AI developed for less than the price of a decent laptop.
Yeah, less than you might think.
Really?
That's what's happening with this new model called Sky T1.
Sky T1, okay.
Uh-huh.
That name definitely sounds futuristic.
It does have a good ring to it.
But what is it? And why is everyone so excited about it?
Well, Sky T1 is an AI model, and it's focused on reasoning AI.
Reasoning AI.
Yeah.
So it's not just spitting out answers based on the data that's been fed.
That's right.
Okay.
It's not just crunching numbers. You know, like if you think about a complex math problem, a typical AI might just crunch numbers and give you a solution. But a reasoning AI would actually break the problem down, analyze the logic of each step, and then double check its work. It's more like a detective.
So it's like it's showing its work. Like my math teacher always said,
show your work.
Show your work.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so much more reliable.
Okay.
Sky T1 goes beyond just giving you an answer. It shows you how it got there.
Okay, so that brings me back to the cost of developing Sky T1.
Right.
You said it was less than the cost of a laptop. How is that even possible for something this advanced?
That's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
The team behind Sky T1 was able to train this for less than $450.
Wait.
Uh-huh.
Less than $450.
Yeah.
But AI models usually cost millions to develop.
Traditionally, yes, but the key innovation here is using AI itself to create the training data.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So they used AI to create the data.
Right.
And then they used another AI, GPT-4 Mini.
GPT-4 Mini.
To make it even better.
To refine that data.
Okay, that's incredibly clever.
It is, and this is an approach that could revolutionize AI development, making it much more accessible and affordable.
Hmm.
But the big question is, how does it actually perform?
Yeah, can it hold its own against the big players? Like, you know, OpenAI.
Well, it's still early days, but the initial results are promising.
Yeah.
Sky T1 actually outperformed an early version of OpenAI's O1 model on some pretty challenging tasks.
Really?
Yeah, there's this benchmark called Mach H500, and it tests for really tough math problems. And Sky T1 beat O1.
Wow, beating OpenAI at math. That's impressive. So what else can it do?
It also excels at coding.
Huh?
There's another benchmark called Live Code Bench that tests coding skills, and Sky T1 outperformed O1 there as well.
So it's a math whiz and a coding guru.
Yeah.
But you said it's early days. Are there any areas where it struggles?
Yeah. I mean, it's important to be realistic about its limitations.
Yeah.
Right now, it lags behind on highly specialized graduate-level science questions.
Okay.
There's a benchmark called GPQA Diamond, and Sky T1 is not quite ready to take on a PhD-level physics exam.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
But even with those limitations, it sounds like a major breakthrough.
Yeah.
And you said they're constantly working to make it better.
They are. The team behind Sky T1 is constantly working on improvements.
Oh,
they're focused on making it even more efficient and accurate.
This is incredibly exciting.
Yeah.
But it also raises some big questions.
It does.
How might the accessibility of open source AI, like Sky T1, you know, change technology research in everyday life?
Yeah. That's a good question that we should all be thinking about.
Definitely something to consider.
Yeah, the potential impact is huge.
That's what we're going to be exploring further in this deep dive. So stay with us.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like we're entering this new era of democratized AI.
Democratized AI. I like the sound of that. What do you mean by that?
Well, for years, you know, cutting edge AI development has been dominated by those big players.
Yeah.
With tons of resources, the Googles and Metas of the world.
Yeah, those big tech companies.
Right, exactly. And that's made it tough for smaller companies, researchers, and, you know, independent developers to compete. But with open source models like Sky T1, things are starting to change.
Okay.
The playing field is becoming more level.
So it's like giving everyone access to the same powerful tool.
Precisely.
Okay.
It's empowering.
Yeah.
We could see an explosion of innovation in AI coming from all corners of the globe.
Wow.
People who previously couldn't even dream of training these massive models can now experiment and create really amazing things.
I can already imagine all sorts of incredible AI applications emerging from this.
Yeah.
Healthcare, education, entertainment.
Absolutely. Like, imagine a world where small startups and even individual researchers can develop AI solutions that rival those of the tech giants.
Yeah.
It would lead to a much more diverse and vibrant AI ecosystem.
Okay, that's an exciting vision, but let's get back to SkyT1 for a moment.
Okay.
You mentioned that it's designed for reasoning.
Right.
Can you give me some concrete examples of what that actually means in practice?
Sure.
How does it actually reason?
Okay, so let's say you're using SkyT1 to write a piece of code.
Okay.
Instead of just spitting out lines of code based on patterns it's seen before,
yeah,
it tries to understand the purpose of the code,
okay,
the problem it's trying to solve, and the logic behind the solution.
So it's not just blindly copying and pasting code snippets?
Not at all.
Okay.
It's thinking through the process, just like a human programmer would, and that's what allows it to create code that's more robust, more efficient, and error-free.
I see. So it's not just about getting the right answer, but understanding the why behind the answer.
Exactly. And I think that adds a layer of trustworthiness that we haven't really seen in a lot of the earlier AI models.
Yeah, this is all incredibly exciting.
It is.
But I do wonder about potential downsides.
Yeah.
Are there any risks we need to be aware of with open source AI?
Yeah, that's a really important question.
Yeah.
Whenever powerful technology becomes more accessible, there are always potential risks.
Right.
One concern is misuse. You know, if anyone can access and modify these powerful AI models, they could be used for, you know, things like creating deepfakes or generating harmful content.
That's a scary thought.
It is. And even with good intentions, people could inadvertently create AI systems that exhibit bias,
yeah,
make unfair decisions, or even have unforeseen negative impacts.
So it sounds like we need to proceed with caution. How can we ensure that this technology is used responsibly?
I think transparency and open dialogue are really key here.
Oh, okay.
We need to be sharing information about how these AI models work, how they're being developed, and what the potential risks are.
So no more black boxes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We need to be able to understand what's going on inside these AI systems so we can identify and mitigate potential problems. And I think this means involving everyone in the conversation,
mm-hmm,
not just the tech experts, but also policymakers, ethicists, social scientists, and just the general public.
That makes sense. AI is going to impact all of our lives, so we should all have a stake in shaping its development.
Exactly.
This is a lot to consider. It feels like we're on the verge of a major transformation with the rise of open source models like SkyT1.
I think we are. Yeah, it's both incredibly exciting and a bit daunting.
What stands out to you as the most significant aspect of this development?
I think for me, it's the potential for a fundamental shift in who gets to be at the forefront of AI.
Right.
SkyT1 is showing us that you don't need a $1 billion budget to create something truly groundbreaking.
Yeah, that's a powerful message.
Mm.
It opens up so many possibilities.
It does.
Imagine a world where brilliant minds from all over the globe, regardless of their background or resources, can contribute to the advancement of AI.
It's a future I'm excited to be a part of.
Me too.
Ew.
But as we move forward, we need to be mindful of the potential risks and work together to ensure that open source AI is used for good.
For good, yeah.
Our listeners are probably thinking the same thing. How can they stay informed and engaged in this rapidly evolving field?
I think staying curious is key. You know, reading articles, listening to podcasts like this one.
Of course.
And following the work of researchers and developers who are really pushing the boundaries of AI.
And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
The more we talk about these issues, the better equipped we'll be to navigate the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead.
Exactly. The future of AI is being shaped right now, and we all have a role to play in making it a future we can all be proud of.
So with all that said, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive into the world of open source AI.
It's been a fascinating conversation.
As always, a huge thank you to our brilliant listeners for joining us on this journey. Don't forget to subscribe to AI Hub for more deep dives into the world of artificial intelligence. We'll be back soon with more mind-blowing insights and thought-provoking discussions.
Yeah, this whole conversation about SkyT1 has got me thinking.
Mm.
It's really challenging our assumptions about who gets to be at the forefront of AI development.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, this small project is showing us that you don't need a $1 billion budget,
right,
to create something groundbreaking.
And that opens up so many possibilities.
So many.
Yeah, we could see a real power shift in the tech industry.
Yeah, a power shift.
Yeah, like, imagine a world where anyone with a good idea and the drive right.
can contribute to AI's advancement.
Absolutely. A more diverse and inclusive AI landscape.
Right.
That reflects a wider range of, you know, perspectives and values.
That's the future I want to see.
Me too.
But let's be real.
Yeah.
There are going to be challenges.
Oh, there will be challenges.
Along the way.
Definitely.
One of the biggest, I think, is going to be ensuring that open source AI is used responsibly.
Responsibly, yeah.
We've talked about some of the ethical concerns, but how do we actually put safeguards in place?
Right.
To prevent misuse?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
It's going to require a multifaceted approach involving researchers, developers, policymakers, and the public.
So we need clear ethical guidelines
Definitely.
For AI development and deployment.
Uh-huh.
And we need to make sure those guidelines are enforced.
Absolutely.
But it can't just be about rules and regulations.
No.
Right.
We need to foster a culture of responsibility.
Within the AI community.
Exactly.
Okay, so education's going to be key here.
Huge, yeah.
Everyone working with AI needs to understand the potential risks and commit to using these tools ethically.
Ethically, yes.
But we also need
open channels for communication.
Open channels of communication.
Yeah, so that concerns can be raised and addressed quickly.
This is a tall order.
It is a tall order.
But we can't ignore these challenges.
We can't.
The decisions we make today about open source AI are going to have huge implications for the future.
For all of us, yeah.
Let's make sure we make those decisions wisely.
Wisely.
And let's not forget about the incredible potential of this technology.
Right, all the good that can be done.
Yeah. Solving the world's problem.
Yay.
Creating opportunities that we can't even imagine yet.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time to be alive.
Well said. Well, I think it's time to wrap up our deep dive into the world of open source AI.
It's been great.
It has been a fascinating conversation.
It really has.
A huge thank you to our listeners.
Thank you.
For joining us today. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to AI Hub for more deep dives into the world of artificial intelligence.
More to come.
We'll be back soon with more mind-blowing insights and thought-provoking discussions. Until then, stay curious and keep exploring the ever-evolving world of AI.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.